بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Thanks again for joining us with Quran and Today's Life and our discussion concerning the life after death. In this very program, we are discussing different issues concerning the life in the hereafter and the preparation of the people for the world to come, that is the Day of Judgment. We have been talking concerning the first and second blowing of the trumpet, as the Quran says, the nafkh of sur, and concerning the quality of this, blowing, we have discussed a bit. Now we're going to ask the respected expert of this program concerning the length of the Day of Judgment. It has been said in some, traditions that it is 1,000 year, the length of one day of Qiyamah, or some other places it has been mentioned that 50,000 year. So can you please clarify for us that how long would be each day of Qiyamah, and shall all the people be waiting during these days to be judged there? Concerning the world in the Qiyamah, and in this, exactly, right after going there, can you please give us some information?
Very good. After when the first blow takes place, everything becomes ruined. And it ruins everything we have, the sky, the mountains, seas, and everything is over. So another kind of life there is. And there is no time. So even if it is mentioned that there is a time and there is a length for it, it has been mentioned that it is like, for example, 50 years of the years that you have. For example, in Suratul Ma'arij,
in order to make it tangible for us.
Tangible.
So one more thing, sorry for interruption. I know that you want to clarify this point, but you said after the first blow, everything will be ruined. Mm. So how about those, people who have been accepted from the first blow? Where will they be staying? I don't know whether it's a silly question to be asked or a good one.
It seems that, as I told you, since the paradise and hell are created, so they can be in paradise. Mm-hmm. They can be in paradise and they can be...
Because as we say, they may even practice or experience the paradise in the world, in this, yes, material world. Yes. So it's natural that they could be there.
Mm-hmm. They can be there. There is no problem with that. In Surah Al-Ma'arij, verse 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تُعْرَجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's a day that its length is 50,000 years. In another verse in Surah Al-Sajda, verse 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يَأْرُجُ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains the order and commands from the heaven to the earth. Then says, ثُمَّ يَأْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِغْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّ تَعُدُّونَ. It takes... its length is as 50. It's as 1,000 years of what you have.
Is there any contradiction between the first and the second one?
Inshallah, we'll come to them.
Good.
So here it mentions that 1,000 years of the way that you count days and years. In another verse, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا إِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. It's like 1,000 years. Now, it is like, so it shows that it's a kind of relative concept here. There is a hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, Shaykh al-Mufid, is narrated. Imam says, check your own actions and or your own record every day to see whether you are doing good or bad. قبل أن تحاسب, before you will be, your action will be accounted. فإن في القيامة 50 موقفا. There is 50 stages, 50 in fact points, 50 stations on the day of judgment. كل موقف مثل ألف سنة مما تعدون. Every one of these points, these stages takes 1,000 years as the as you count the years. So here Imam says there are 50 stages. Each stage takes 1,000 years. So 50 stage 50 and 1,000 becomes 50,000 years. So we can understand through this saying of Imam that in fact when it says it is 1,000 year, this is what our exegetes have come to say, that it is one time when it is mentioned that it is 1,000 year, it refers to one of these stages, one of these in fact stations. When it says it is 50,000 years, it's the whole process. But what is important is that because I told you this is a relative concept, some people like Mukhlasin, even they are not here even to see this long period, and there are some good people that this day, I mean the day of judgment, will not last for them this long. For example, we have the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam when he was asked how long is the day of judgment. He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. I swear to Allah that my life is in his hands. There are some people that the day of judgment lasts for them as the time that you perform one salat. How long does it take to perform a salah? Two or three minutes.
3 minutes.
Because they are pure, because there is no problem with them, there is nothing wrong in their record. So it is very easy to check their record.
Very nice.
And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they're staying in for the, in fact, being questioned on that day is less than or like performing one salat.
So staying in every of these stages differs from person to person.
From person
because
to person.
Of the kind of actions that they have done in this world.
Yeah, it depends on the record of the person.
Does it mean this 50,000 years is for the one who made, the utmost kind
of stuff?
This is
the ultimate. It seems that this is the ultimate.
The ultimate
time that we have. Mm-hmm. And for some people, for different people, it is relative.
Do you have any information concerning what will be asked in every of these stages, or no, they are not? I mean, Quran is silent here in this regard.
Quran is, of course, we know what we are going to be asked, but it is not mentioned about each stage. But in a hadith, we have this. In a hadith, it has been mentioned that there are different stages, and in each stage there is such a question, and they will be asked.
And should all the people, pass this stage, whether good or bad, whether, the infallibles or not infallibles, should pass this stage, but the quality of their transfer differs. Some, in fact, transfer very quickly, one very slowly. Is it like this?
Okay. Of course, I told you there are exceptions, and except those people, inshallah, we'll have the Ashab al-A'raf, Ashab al-A'raf. These are the exception.
This was the question that I wanted just to pose here, but I don't know whether we have time to.
I just wanted to say that among the purified ones, I told you that Quran says the purified ones they won't be present on the for that day to be judged.
Yeah.
But the infallibles, imams, shows that even though they are purified ones, so they shouldn't be present there, but as another exception, in fact, they are present there.
Very
and
true.
They have responsibilities to do there.
www.oislam.com